Danny, good morning. You're on CJD. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Lainey.
Hi.
My son had a dream last night about a shoe, a beautiful shoe, and he was wondering what it was all about.
Oh, well, we'd have to ask him what a beautiful shoe is all about and how he felt in the dream.
Yes, he said it was very good. It was a beautiful designer shoe.
How old is your son?
24.
24. Does he want you to buy him something?
And I was going to say, well, does the shoe fit? Because we do things like that. We use play on words the same way as we do in our waking life. We use play on words in our dreams.
Okay.
And so I know one fellow who was dreaming that he was standing at a sink and he lost a key down the carburetor, and he was aggravated at his friend in the dream who was cutting watermelon rind and putting it down there, and he had to reach down there to try and find the key, and it turned out that it was because he was feeling in the pits. You see, so we do things like that.
There are seeds.
I see.
Well,
we've got to work on that. That one needs a little.
Very good. Or the woman who had dreamt that she had snakes all over the floor because she was having trouble putting her foot down.
Yeah, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe the shoe fits for him.
Okay.
All right, thank you. We didn't find out if his son wanted to buy him anything.
Maybe he did, because there is the literal, right, and you know, you're being a little sarcastic,
no,
but I'm being the serious part, that there is the literal and the metaphoric, so you might get a dream where a woman is, you might hear a woman say that she's dreaming, say that she's on top. I always get this when I do those sexual shows with Lori Petito, that when you hear about a dream where a woman is on top, it could be a literal thing, that maybe that's something she wants to practice in her relationship, is physically getting on top, but it also could be that maybe she's wanting to try something new in her job and being more assertive about getting more ahead in her job.